Framing her lips between her forefinger and thumb, she regarded the scruffy Scot's wrinkle-scored face as he twitched from one foot to the other.
"What makes you think we'll not be wanted, Mr. Murray?"
He hitched a bony shoulder while tormenting a rock on the dusty road with his boot.
"Just do, that's all."
She'd learned early on that though he, Mr. Dodd and Mr. Todd, the other driver, grumbled aplenty beneath their breath and to one another, they avoided direct confrontation. Wincing slightly, Gwendolyn folded to her knees.
"Ah, much better."
Candy, her old nurse and now her lady's maid, and also nanny to the children, would scold her for soiling her travelling gown. However, unlike the unusual black and white crow balanced in a nearby pine keenly regarding them, Gwendolyn wasn't accustomed to perching for long periods, and her aching legs thanked her. Her attention sank to the motionless man once more. The longer he remained unconscious, the more concerned she became. What if he did die? What a horrid way to start their life in this foreign place. Death and bereavement had driven them from America, and by peaches and pralines, Gwendolyn wasn't letting it ruin their new beginning in Scotland.
"Gwendolyn, sugar."
Cultured censure edged Aunt Barbara's verbal prod.
"Of course we must help him, Aunt. But to take a complete stranger into their coach,
one that might very well be a varmint,
scallywag, criminal, Satan's spawn."
Gwendolyn must consider the children's safety too.
Yet her ever diligent, absurdly fair conscience needled her.
The injured man's fresh wound could be laid squarely at Mr. Dodd's dusty feet. Well, his and Mr. Murray's. Curse her sense of justice and responsibility.
Couldn't she, just for once, be selfish? Illogical, impractical, unreasonable.
No, not in this instance. Because instead of slowing when the Scot stumbled from the woods, clutching his ribs, Mr. Dodd had panicked and cracked his whip as he and Mr. Murray shouted the team onward. The horses had ploughed right into the befuddled chap. A wonder he wasn't dead. A smaller person would have been killed, for certain. Nevertheless, how were they to know the man was already injured and not in his cups or intent on robbing them? Or worse, hadn't Mr. Murray warned her repeatedly that knights of the road frequented this stretch of desolate country of late? And this hapless fellow's battered face and dishevelled appearance suggested he'd encountered them.
"If we leave him," Gwendolyn said,
glancing up and down the roadway,
"he might be set upon by ruffians again."
Mr. Todd, holding the led horse's harness, patted the pistol and a wicked-looking blade tucked into his waistband below his considerable paunch.
"Aye, even armed I dinna want to run into road agents."
Mr. Murray nodded.
"Nae robberies for years, and in recent months a whole slew. Makes me nervous as a frog on a hot skillet, it does. The missus be begging me to find other work, but jobs be scarce."
Likely that explained the increase in highwaymen and robberies. Desperate men, especially those with a family, did all manner of things they wouldn't otherwise consider. Nevertheless, the many layers of petticoats hidden beneath Candy's gown contained more starch than either man's backbone. Shutting her eyes, Gwendolyn pinched the bridge of her nose. Papa's loaded duelling pistols lay tucked in their walnut case inside the coach. She knew how to use them, and Murray and Dodd were also armed. That was all very well and good, but what if the prone man before her was indeed a blackguard, a knave of the worst sort, and had been injured while trying to rob another vehicle?
"Cornbread muffins."
The gravity of their situation didn't escape her.
"Give him a good poke in the belly with your parasol, Aunt Barbara."
Freckled nose crinkled, Jeremiah rested his chin on his elbows, obviously loving every minute of this unexpected adventure.